Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Paula and Steve Hine here today. You're the owners of P.S. Paw's Pet Bakery and Boutique. It's a debatable whether it's and boutique or not, but we're going to go with it today.
Yes.
Steve says yes. That's what we're doing. So, Paula, you're kind of the mastermind. Steve has a day job still. Yes. This is your, you've gone all in with this full time.
I am.
And so, can you tell me what P.S. Paw's Pet Bakery is?
We are a pet bakery. We make all natural treats. We make birthday cakes, gotcha day cakes. We've done several gender reveal cakes. So those are always fun.
That's not that I wouldn't have expected. I mean, I feel like this whole interview may be some things that I don't expect to come out. Gender reveal.
Yes. Yes, where they use their pets to reveal the gender.
Interesting. Okay.
So, yeah, we've done some of those.
So to be clear, your bakery is pet food.
Yes.
It's not human consumption food.
No, it's human-grade ingredients. We use human-grade ingredients. So, I mean, technically, a human, yes.
Could
eat it.
But how often do you eat the treats?
I don't.
No, okay. Steve?
I have tried.
When he's in
the
quote-unquote doghouse, does he?
He actually has tried several.
Yeah. And what's the thought? I mean, I'm thinking I don't want to try dog food, but.
Well, I mean, it tastes, you know, like wheat, or depending on whatever the actual ingredient is.
Yeah.
But it's not sweet.
A bland food for us.
Right, right. Which is, you know, what I mean, you smell dog food, you smell cat food, you know.
Right.
Let's be clear on that too. Who is your potential customers? Are they mainly dogs, cats, other animals?
Mostly dogs. We have some cats that come in, so.
And what was the driving force behind this? Like, this is not, I don't know that I've ever in my life seen a pet bakery.
Okay.
So maybe I don't get out enough. I do have cats. But I do know people are pretty, I hate to say crazy, but a little, there's something about their dogs. So what's the inspiration behind this?
That's what's funny is that the stigma behind that, people still come in and are almost embarrassed to ask for different things, ask for a cake. Or we also do cookies, decorated cookies and donuts. And people are still a little bit
embarrassed that that's,
yes,
I mean, I feel like we're in a day and age that we just own it. I mean, I think that there's not as much pressure to have human children anymore. And so people really will go all in for their animals and their pets. Those are family members.
They do. They
really do. And that's how we've always treated our pets, is they're family members. And that's what got us started. We had, at one time we had 10 dogs.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, we started talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
doing
we were
treats.
Talking about ingredients and things because
what we were feeding them.
Our dogs were having some issues with the things that we were feeding them, so we started looking at ingredients and kind of went from there. And we were like, well, we can probably get a good food for them that's not going to have issues, but you know, as far as making food, that's kind of on a different level that we really didn't see we could attain. So we started looking at the treat end, and we were like, oh, we can do this.
Right.
Where did the idea to come from? So you started a few years with just cooking at home, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So you were kind of an e-commerce business.
Right.
You'd set up at shows and did that for a few years.
Yes.
And you were well-received enough to want to think, okay, I could have an actual brick and mortar bakery.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did either of you look at each other and think, this is who was the crazy one that had this, like, we can do this?
He points at me, but he's always the one that's like, we can do that. I can do that.
Yeah.
And so as soon as he says that, I start, okay, let's work it out and see what we need to do to get there. And
I try to be supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you, you have a building on 10th Street in Cookeville. It is not out of town. It's, you know, kind of in town. It's next to the Pelican Snow Cone place.
Mm-hmm.
And you said let's open up a location so we can have this. Yeah. Steve, did you think she's lost her marbles? Or you just, as a good husband, you said, yes, ma'am, we can
yes,
do this.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Yeah.
He's very supportive. I had been looking around just at different places, just trying to find something that I thought might suit our needs. And
that we could afford.
And that, yes.
Were you kind of feeling like it was, you were having enough growth that, you know, enough success in the business, doing it as a home business and people ordering online, that it was time to have a location?
Yes. Yes, we did definitely feel that. And we were making, you know, home deliveries and all the things. And we were in all kinds of markets. We did the festival.
Made Here circuit. Market. Yeah.
Yeah, we did those, you know, for a couple of years. And so we just felt like it was time to.
And at that point, you were cooking at home.
Yes.
And so was that part of the driving force of like, okay, at some point I'm going to forget, you know, it's where you're, there's a video out there where you lick the spoon and blow on, you know, a bar of soap or something.
Right.
And so
yes.
You're going to do the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Yes.
You know, at some point I'm going to grab a snack, a treat, and it's not going to be a human treat.
Yeah. We were just ready to open it up to a bigger public and to get it out of the house.
Right.
Basically, it was taking over.
Had you seen inspiration for a pet bakery?
Yeah. We had at one time that really got us thinking. We had received a gift from somebody that was all natural pet treats, and it was a Christmas gift for us.
Oh, yeah,
because,
that's right.
Yeah, because we had the dogs. And but I also knew about in Mount Juliet, there's the Three Dog Bakery. And then there was a place also in Knoxville where my sister lives, and there's also a bakery there. And I thought, well, those are really the closest places, and we're kind of right in the middle. So that would really put us in a good position to work, you know, in this area.
How hard was that process, starting a business and, you know, knowing all the ins and outs? You were a pet parents yourselves, but you know, and then learning how to make pet treats and what's healthy for them. There's a lot of research into that. But then starting a business and starting, like, understanding all the things, like how to price out your products and all that kind of stuff. How hard has that process been for you?
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's a lot to deal with.
Hours of research online.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've done a whole lot of research, and Stephen's really the one that has come up with the recipes and all of that, and then, you know, that leaves me to be able to work on the business side of it.
So do you have previous business experience that you brought to the table with this? Steve, you said you have a day job working for the post office,
yes. Mm-hmm.
But you know, was there entrepreneurship in the family lines at all?
Yeah.
I've always kind of had that idea, you know, of that'd be a great business. Let's do that, you know, that kind of thing. So,
yeah. And then you decided to start, and then were there times that you kind of felt hiccups that thought, oh, maybe this isn't going to make it?
Oh,
or was, from the day you started, was the goal always to have an in-person bakery where people could walk in and...
That's what I had always hoped for. That was the dream for me, is to have a place where people could come in and shop and order, you know, all the baked goods and stuff for their pets. I've always been such a huge pet person, and seems like, you know, I'm the person that always relates more to the pet in the room.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've always treated them like family and do the best. And, you know, I always tell people they're only here with us for a very short time. And let's make that time the best while they're with us.
As exciting as possible. My boss had wanted to bottle rainwater and sell it as dog water. And he was he's like, I could just filter this out. He's like, people will buy anything for their pets.
Oh my gosh.
And so that was his, which obviously we're in business ideas all the time. And so he was going to call Hank after his dog, Hank's Rainwater, and bottle it up and people see if people would buy bottled water
that.
For their dogs.
I can see that.
And I do think it's interesting that, so you would say your background is more from the pet perspective, not, you know, were you always kind of baking growing up and mixing ingredients and trying things out?
No, I really wasn't. My mother had done some, and my grandmother was also a good cook and baker, and so I got that from them. And then when I was in high school, I worked at a donut shop, and so I got to see all of that and how they do that and how they, you know, work that. I'd go in the mornings before school and work, and then go in after school's over and work. And so I realized that a lot of what I do now comes from that experience.
Well, so what's the difference in the process of making a human donut and a dog donut?
There's really not a whole lot of difference. It's just the ingredients that you're using.
Yeah.
Well, the human donut would be deep fried,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
the dog donut would be baked.
Yes, we bake.
And how, again, outfitting a kitchen, you know, that location, it used to be a counseling center.
Right.
So there was not an industrial kitchen, anything right. like that to right. make. How was that process of outfitting this building yeah. to create, you know, a home for PS?
Right. So we had to put in the stove and refrigerator and the, you know, work tables. And we have a dough sheeter that we use as well. And dehydrators. This past year we just invested in a freeze dryer, so we do freeze dried treats now. And so yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. Do you have staff over there too, or is it just the two
no.
of you kind of doing it all?
Yeah, it's usually me most of the time. Stephen helps whenever he can come
get
in.
Some extra time.
Yeah. Right.
Are you still doing the circuits of setting up at markets, or people only come to you now?
We do a couple of markets a year now.
Yeah. yeah. Just to get, I mean, I, as much as people know you exist a bit and you have a group of clients, I'm sure that it helps to kind of find new clients. I'm sure every day people are like, I didn't know what you were. Or I drove past and I thought you might have just been a bakery and I, you know, mm-hmm. a human bakery.
Or they think we're dog grooming. Yeah, a lot of people think we do grooming.
Or that we're still the counseling center.
Yeah. You know,
which we kind of could be.
I was going to say, the way that, you know, pets interact and what
pet
they do
counselors.
For your mental health, I yeah. think that it's...
Come on, have a cup of coffee. Let's talk about your dog.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Paula and Steve Hine in from PS Paws Pet Bakery and Boutique. So what's that process like? Let's say I want to order a happy birthday cake for my dog. Is it just like you would do at, you know, you'd go into whatever bakery in town and mm-hmm. you'd say, this is the colors I want, this is the flavor
yes.
I want, this is, you just
yes,
go in and put
yeah.
your order in.
Yeah, we usually, we have a basic flavor of cake that we use, but then you have...
Which is what?
it's a mixture of peanut butter, pumpkin, and applesauce.
That doesn't sound terrible,
no,
actually.
No.
You know, I was thinking it was like beef stew.
No. Now, we do cat cakes as well, and we usually do like a salmon and chicken flavor cake
oh my
for
gosh.
Them.
Yes.
So, something that they like a little bit better, but...
So they come in, and they tell you, and what? How do you decorate a pet cake?
Just depends on how they want it. We offer a colored yogurt frosting that we do, or they can have the natural peanut butter yogurt frosting. So, and then we decorate it up however they want it.
And how did you learn that craft of decorating a cake? You know, you didn't have this huge background of baking and decorating
no.
and all that growing up.
Right. And watching my mom, she used to do cakes, and then I've always done cakes for our children, and so
yeah.
just that's it. And then, you know, I've again, like he's talking about research, I've done a whole lot of watching videos, and so it's all basically self-taught.
I do think that as much as there's, you know, this is a new concept for the Cookeville area, pet mm-hmm. bakeries are not a new concept for the country or the
right.
world, you know, it's a bigger city thing.
Right.
How has the reception been from people that walk in? And I'm sure by this point, how long have you been in business now?
2 years.
Two years
at
that
at location. This
location,
yes.
So a couple more years before
right.
that. I'm sure you have some regular customers that want mm-hmm. to celebrate their dog's birthday every year.
Mm-hmm.
Are people just so receptive to the fact that we have this resource here in rural Tennessee?
Yes, yes. So much, much more now than when we first opened. People just weren't sure at first,
yeah.
you know, but they've they're coming around now. And
well, and Paula and Steve are here to tell you that you are not weird. You are not a crazy cat lady, crazy dog lady.
We tell people that all the time. Yeah. Please do not feel that way. And when they realize that it's okay, you know, and that we're those people too, then yes, we hit it off.
I have cats myself. I love to put them in costumes for mm-hmm. all the holidays. I love they're members of the family. And yeah. so I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that I mean, I've been a little nervous to tell mm-hmm. people that I'm a crazy cat lady. but I think that, that's probably more the norm than not the norm.
Right.
At this point, you know, most people have pets. I'm the only person in my whole neighborhood that doesn't have a dog. and so there's a lot of pets in the world. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you guys have started is doing some events. And since you have a location and you can bring people in. So tell me about, you have an Easter event coming up. Tell me about that.
Yes, we are doing an event with to benefit Ripples Rescue. And what we're doing is we're making Easter treats to put in Easter eggs. And then they are going to deliver them to the houses and for the dogs to find at their house. They'll go out and drop them off, and then they go out and find the Easter eggs with the treats.
Tell your dog that the Easter bunny stopped by and that they can go out and get their treats.
Yeah, the Easter bunny will be delivering.
So what is Ripples Rescue?
They are a dog rescue. They are in Hillham, not too far from us. And so we do a lot with them. We've done Easter pictures, Easter bunny pictures, and we've done Santa pictures with them. We've done some adoption events. We're hoping to start doing a regular monthly adoption event with them out at the shop. So
and then you do partner with Angel Paws of Tennessee.
That in conjunction with Ripples Rescue, yes.
And are they involved in this Easter event coming
up?
Okay.
Yes, they are the ones that actually, they're also a nonprofit. And they do the pictures and all of the things for Ripples, and we just provide the space and whatever they need.
So what is the date for that event that people can come and get pick up their Easter eggs, get their pictures taken?
Right, we're doing that April 18th, and they can call the shop, they can go online and order them. They're 10 to a box, they're $1 a piece.
So $10 for a box of egg treats. And the event for the pictures is April 18th.
We've already done the pictures.
This is a completely separate event. Separate events. Okay. Yep. Okay. So they can pick up on April 18th the treats. Okay.
Yes, the eggs. The Easter eggs we're doing will be the April 18th.
Okay. And so people can order their eggs. And what is mm-hmm. the website for that?
We are at www.pspaws.com.
PSPaws.com, and you can order your Easter treats for your and those are all dog treats.
Yes.
For the Easter event. Yes. So everybody should participate.
They're all peanut butter treats.
With their, for you know, fun for their mm-hmm. animals. So with this partnership with Ripples Rescue, it's a dog rescue shelter, mm-hmm. and you're trying to do a dog adoption monthly. What kind of feedback have you heard or results have you seen from these partnerships events that you've been doing with them?
It's been very good. People have really enjoyed having them there and seeing. We've done with them. We've also done with the animal shelter here in Cookeville. We've done one with the Caring About the Strays.
The cats out there.
Yeah, we've done one with them before, and so we just, you know, just whoever needs help and invite the people to come in and try to get homes for the babies.
So aside from baked goods that are in the store, what else can people find? What other kind of products can people find inside the store?
We have all kinds of things. We also make paw balm, pet balm. That's, you know, for their feet. And
is this locally made or is this something?
We make it.
Okay.
Yeah, we make that as well. We also make bandanas. What else do we make?
Well, we've
what else is part of the boutique?
Occasionally I'll
Cannolis?
Cannolis, yes.
Sorry. The cannolis.
You make pet cannolis?
Yes.
Pet cannolis.
Oh,
yeah.
and that's Steve's baby to make the pet cannolis?
And cream horns.
Oh, my goodness. I would think that those are intensive baked goods for humans. So I'm guessing that's a little bit more intense.
A little bit.
But is that a special order item that people could come in and order as well?
It could be.
Okay.
Well, I think that's it all sounds exciting to come in and check out. Have you had, what's your most requested item that people want to come in and get?
The cakes are usually, that's our
birthday cakes.
Yeah. The birthday cakes are our most popular item.
And do people make them to not to share with themselves, but you know, they have two or three dogs and buy, they have a little birthday party for their animals.
Yes.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We do that too. So
you can even get a birthday hat.
Yeah. We give away a birthday hat to all of our birthday pets.
And most importantly, is this a pet friendly location? Are people able to bring their dogs in?
We love when they bring the pets in.
Their pets in to check everything out.
Bring your pets in to shop.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think that seems really exciting to be able to, there's a lot more places than there used to be, but there's not a ton of places that you can bring your pets in and, you know, with you to locations. And I'm sure they get really excited when they come in and smell. Just as humans get when you go into a bakery, I'm sure the dogs get pretty excited to hear what, smell what's going on and know that. I'm sure at this point there's probably some dogs that just know who you are and what you represent.
Yes, they get excited when they come in.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Paula and Steve Hine in from P.S. Paws, Pet Bakery, and Boutique. Where'd the P.S. come from?
Paula and Steve.
Oh.
It took us months to figure out a name.
Yes.
I feel like, you said you had 10 dogs at times, so you've named animals before. Mm-hmm. You said you have children. You've named children before. Mm-hmm. They're all kind of hard, but... Naming a business is just something, it feels like there's a little bit more pressure.
Yes.
Because you're the one that has to love your kid's name. That's it. You know, you have to kind of make sure they're not going to be picked on. Mm-hmm. But there's a client relationship that you're worried about. And so what made you kind of see the PS?
We also wanted something that was different from what was out there. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to go in and check out and make sure that nobody else
pooches
has the
pet bakery, you know, all the things that are just kind of dog or cat related and.
We're trying to be unique.
Yeah. I think it was Steven that actually came up with the PS Pause. And I was like, yeah, I could see me in a place and answering the phone, PS Pause, can I help you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think PS Pause, it rolls off your tongue.
Yes.
Maybe not pet bakery and boutique, but, PS Pause.
Now you can't forget the boutique part.
That's right. So speaking of the boutique part, you guys have been holding out a little bit. You also sell just kind of general pet items, leashes, collars.
Yes.
Animal clothes, which I'm a fan of. Yes. Pet clothes and regular dog and cat food that's not locally made, but somebody could come in and kind of, they stop at the animal shelter and pick up an animal. Mm-hmm. They can come and get fitted out and really bring this cat home, dog home to a good lifestyle.
Sometimes we even have graphic tees for pet parents.
Yes, we have things for pet parents as well. We have the shirts that we make. We also have earrings that we have started making.
And are you making all this stuff, Paula?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You just got extra time on your hands.
She doesn't sleep.
clearly. I mean, so you're, 3-4 years into this now, total. How are you feeling about this overall? Are you thinking this is, it for the next 10, 15, 20 years? Are you thinking, it'd be nice to sell this off at some point, have the kids step into the business?
No, I love it. I do love it. This is definitely my passion and my dream. It's obviously had its challenges, but I love the place. I don't think about selling it or whatever. And I just really hope that we can help serve our community, in whatever way possible.
Well, and it sounds like when you find the other pet organizations, mm-hmm. the Putnam County Animal Shelter, Ripples Rescue, Angel Paws of Tennessee, mm-hmm. all of those other organizations kind of can help fuel you. You're one right. part of that puzzle. And so when you have so many different pieces, you realize how, you know, you can't complete the puzzle until you have all the pieces.
Right.
And so being one of those pieces, it makes it, it probably kind of fuels you to keep going.
Right.
And having a good partner that's supportive. And when you say, we're yes. going to open a building, they're like, yeah, let's go for it.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So back to the products. You guys were also mentioning in the off time, you have freeze-dried products.
We do.
So tell me about that a little bit. What do you do there?
We do chicken hearts. We do salmon. We do tripe. Which is an interesting product.
I was going to say, what is tripe?
It's beef stomach.
Okay.
But the dogs eat it.
They love it.
And they love it.
So when we're back at PS Paws being in your home and you're ordering, you know, beef stomach and, you know, chicken liver and to your home, right? This is getting delivered to your home. And I mean, is the mailman giving you? You probably talked to the mailman and said, it's okay.
Right.
We're not
also
doing
also beef liver, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that was a little weird at that time. And having those items in your home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our dogs loved them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
They loved it. But
the great thing about freeze drying is that it retains about 95% of the nutrients, and it gets the moisture content down to like maybe 5 to 7%. So
with freeze-dried products, do they last long?
They last
yes. longer.
Yes.
So that you could kind of keep those on hand,
right?
As a special treat instead of have to use them up as fast.
Right.
Also, it's a single ingredient with no preservatives because the process of removing the moisture is the preservative.
Yeah, we're constantly, you know, doing research and development. We're constantly educating ourselves, trying to see, you know, what's next, what we can do, how we can make it better, what else can we do, you know, to provide a healthy treat, you know, option.
Are you connected to other pet bakery owners online? Is there, I mean, I'm guessing there's probably Facebook groups, because it is a rarer, but not so rare that you're the only one, but they're spread out around the country, so it's probably good to connect with people of what's working, what's not working.
Right. All kinds of other pet businesses. Yeah, I actually am involved in a mentor program with all kinds of pet businesses that so we can, you know, talk and work together and play off of each other, you know, what's working, what's not. And
if you think back 5 to 10 years ago, would you have written this into your life story? Would you have guessed this is
I
where you'd
think
be?
So, no.
No.
No,
not at all.
But now you feel like you're so found your purpose, like you couldn't imagine doing anything else.
No, yeah. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. You also offer ice cream. So tell me a little bit about pet ice cream. I think, you know, people see pup cups at Starbucks, which I think is just full of sugar. It's just Cool Whip or whipped cream or whatever, which is probably not super healthy for your animals.
Right.
So tell me about pet ice cream.
We have different kinds of pet ice cream that we offer. We buy from actually another small business, and then we actually make it. It comes in as a powder, and we make it, provide that. We have a cooler in the shop to make it available to people. And
were all these items available when you first started out? Were you delivering ice cream to people and all that kind of stuff? Or was that the step into the brick and mortar location?
That was the brick and mortar. By having a brick and mortar, we were able to expand, you know, so much more, be able to do so much more.
Well, and keep items on hand, I think, a little bit, probably a little bit more, and be ready for people to just come
exactly.
in.
And find out what the community wants, you know.
How has that learning curve been of figuring out what the community wants and then making sure you keep the right things on hand? And
I love when they come in and ask, you know, do you have this or you know, can you get this? And I, you know, immediately I go and start researching, see if I can't find it somewhere. And we try to buy mainly from other small businesses, you know, try to keep it that way.
Yeah, keep it local and support others that are kind of in the same situation.
Whatever
as
we
you.
Don't make.
So you already kind of said this is your plan to keep things. Do you plan on expanding? Is there any, you know, plans in the works of expanding to any other locations or other product lines of things that you're kind of researching? Any you know, tidbits that you want to leave us with that Oh, Steve's making a face. He says no.
Well, we would love to be able to do that, obviously, but you know, it's going to take more financing than we have available right at the moment.
Yeah. Well, and I think that also knowing that your customers, I'm sure that a good handful of them are not local, because people are coming in mm-hmm. from outside of Cookeville, you know, Crossville, this is just sure. as good for, to, you know, Sparta. People are coming in from other locations. Mm-hmm. And so you might as well have people come to you then to right. expand out and, you know, split up your resources.
Right.
You have, you know, the things going on there.
Right.
If people want to check out your website again, tell me what that website is.
It's pspaws.com.
Pspaws.com. And do you have social media that people can follow along?
Yes, we are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
TikTok. So. Tell me about some of these TikToks that you're making.
Oh, it's just, I do some videos that just show what we do in the shop, things that I'm making and working on. And
I need, I want, you know, a dog with their hat and, you know, people singing happy birthday to the mm-hmm. dog and, you know, mm-hmm. that's the, like them enjoying their birthday cake.
Yeah, we pass those pictures along. We usually have those posted in our stories.
Yeah, I think I think that's what the cute excitement of your mm-hmm. your customers as your customers are the animals. And even though I'm sure that their owners are very excited to take home a cake, mm-hmm. it's really the dogs and cats that are getting the benefits out of what you're
yes,
doing.
Yes, that's where we get our fulfillment is what, you know, the joy that it brings to them, the joy that it brings to the pet parents.
Yeah. Did you have any idea, like when you were starting things out, did you think that it was going to be as impactful as it has been?
No. No,
no,
I didn't.
Do you think you were kind of just following your own passion, your
yes.
own heart?
Yes.
And thought, this is something I would like to do, and not realizing how it was going to be so good for others.
Yes, yes. And how, you know, it just opens people up to other possibilities.
Yeah. I think that's the thing, is that it just opens. Maybe somebody sees that dog video mm-hmm. and says, I'd like to go get a dog just mm-hmm. to be able to share, you know, birthday moments with a dog.
Definitely.
And right. and that kind of stuff. And the world needs more foster animal moms
exactly.
and dads out there.
Exactly. So we're constantly passing those along from the rescues and the shelters, and, you know, getting those out there as well.
So if you haven't checked out PS Paws yet, you are located on 10th Street.
Yes.
Just off of Washington.
Right. 570 East 10th Street.
570 East 10th Street. PSPaws.com is the website, and people mm-hmm. can follow along on social media. You have your Easter event coming up on April 18th. People can pick up their eggs that, mm-hmm. You know, the Easter Bunny can visit your dogs this Easter
yes.
season and place your orders. Is everything pre-order for that?
Yes.
So pre-order on the website and you can get your 10 eggs for $10.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for being here today. I'm really excited. Don't have a dog, but I am excited. I think I need to go check out a cat cake.
Yes.
My cat was born at Fog Light Food House in Rock Aww. Island.
Yeah.
And I adopted her in. And so I actually know her actual birthday. And so,
okay.
Which isn't usually for strays, you're not able to do that. And so mm-hmm. I know exactly when she was born. So we need to celebrate her birthday this year. I think.
Well, we have yeah. cat treats as well.
There you go. Yes. And the best item is clothes. I'm
we definitely have that.
I'm a clothes mama. And, you know, I like to put the cats in costumes mm-hmm. all the time. So, well, thank you so much for being here. Go check out PS Paws Pet Bakery and Boutique.